Welcome one more time to another episode of Resilience, and welcome December. I can't believe that we are already in the last month of 2024, and what better way to receive this month than putting this background music just for you so I can share with you the December vibes, and I can share with you this amazing month have for you. And I hope that this month have a lot of good things. But welcome one more time to Resilience. Before I start, I just want to let you know that I am really grateful for you to being here. I would like to take a moment to say how grateful I feel that you give me your time and listen what I have to say. In today's episode, I want to share with you my experience with body dysmorphic disorder as a bodybuilder and a professional athlete. I also going to teach you how to recognize the signs of body dysmorphic disorder and what can you do to fight it and don't get trapped in this disorder. I'm Carolina Mestre, your host, and one more time, welcome to Resilience. First, let's explain what body dysmorphic disorder is. It's also called BDD, which means body dysmorphic disorder, and it's a mental illness involving obsessive focus on a perceived flaw, maybe minor or image. It actually can be body weight. Common more than 200,000 United States cases per year. I want to share some information that you may know that is really amazing. 24% of adults in United States struggle with body dysmorphic disorder, almost equally between men and women. 9 up to 11% of dermatology patients. 13 up to 50% of cosmetic surgery patients, 20% of rhinoplastic surgery patients, 11% of adult jaw correction surgery patients, and the most common age onset is 12 or 13 years old. Two-thirds of people with body dysmorphic disorder have onset of body dysmorphic disorder before age 18. But how we recognize it, you may wonder by now. First, because we focus in here in the bodybuilding community, you need to know that if you are constantly dieting and over-exercising because you fear that you don't look good, if you are not super lean, that's a red flag. And I want you to know, estrogen levels in females drastically drop when we over-exercising, and it may feel like a lack of motivation, dry skin, increase of face hair, especially on the chin area, shift in mood, fatigue, depression, difficult concentrating. How many women out there, not only bodybuilders, but they also gym rats, over exercising and dieting all year long because they want to look in a certain way most of the time. They want to look super shredded, which is, it's good. You can look shredded if you feel that you can maintain the stress, the mental stress that occurs when you are in a low carb diet, good for you. But you have to be aware that your estrogen levels are gonna drop. And grooming in a sense, it's okay. Because I am one of that person that I like to groom myself. I like to look good. And I like to take care of my body. But when we are obsessed and when we want to look good, but we persist a perfect image, that's another level. When you persist perfection, I think I have been saying it before on my Instagram stories, and I say it's a never-ending fight. You're never gonna win. If you always try to look perfect because you want to look physically perfect, you only gonna end dry, you only gonna end with a tan empty, because you always gonna find something that you need to fix. And I'm sorry, but that's not the way that we should be living our life. But that's my personal opinion. Of course, you can do whatever you want. I'm only here talking about my experience. And another red flag of body dysmorphic disorder is constantly looking for approval of others. For example, post 1 million selfies daily, waiting for people to compliment the way that you look. Even if you don't feel good enough, you always grabbing for that constantly attention of others, so they can make you feel that you look good enough. That's another flag, another red flag out there. And of course, we as a bodybuilders are struggling with a lot of things, because when we decide that we wanna do a show and we let other people judge the way that we look, I think that's when everything starts, because then you start to feel, well, they saying that I don't have enough of shoulders, for example. They say you don't have enough of fullness in your glutes. But when you break that path, when you start to be empowered by the way that you look, and you start to say, well, wait a minute, what I am letting other people say how I am supposed to look like? And don't get me wrong, I love bodybuilding. Bodybuilding has been the best thing that ever happened to me. I've been a bodybuilder for the past 13 and a half years. But I am aware of the things that bodybuilding can do to your mind, especially if you have a weak mind. Because when I start, I was a weak. I was not confident enough to recognize a lot of the things that comes with bodybuilder. And that's what I am here for, because I don't want you to do the same mistakes that I did in the beginning. And we all think that we are skinny and we are too thick and we don't look good enough and we need more fullness and we need more condition, based in what I just say, the judges' critiques. But these are regular words that we use as a competitors. And when you stick those thoughts in your head, you fall into the trap. And that's the truth. You fall into the trap because you're becoming obsessed by the way that you look, and you're becoming obsessed by how you look, and you want everything to look perfect. But we are not meant to be perfect. And that's the truth. Yeah, there's a lot of people that win shows. There's a lot of people that win first places, which is amazing, based in the critique of the judges. But we should not feel less because of that, because that's the way that they see them. When you know how you feel deep in your heart, when you know all the things that you have been done to get to that point, you should feel enough of proof of that, because not everybody can do it. And you know, if you are a competitor and you are a bodybuilder, you know that's true. Not everybody can do that, because we do crazy stuff. We go sick when we prepare for a show. It doesn't matter. That's something that I don't like about bodybuilder, that it's such a selfish sport. You're becoming so selfish with time. It's everything about you and about how you look and what you're going to attack. But when you pray to that trap, when you know freedom after that, that's when the magic happens. And I have never had a problem with becoming obsessed with a physique after a show. Personally, I think it's simple because I don't like how I feel. I feel moody when I am getting ready for a show at the end, the peak week. I feel that I don't have energy. I feel tired. I feel ugly. because I feel that's not my body, even that it looks amazing, even that you have the best compliments ever because it's feeding you ego and of course you feel important, but I know it's not healthy. I know I can keep that physique, and that physique is not who I am, because I am more than a body. And you too, if you listen to this. And you have to be more awareness of your health. You have to embrace your body without torturing, but instead nourish your body. Especially if you have kids, you have to be in a healthy state of mind to raise kids. And if you are a mother and you listen to this, you know the high demand that kids require, especially energy. And bodybuilding physiques at the end drain all the energy that we have. No matter who you are, no matter who you think you are, bodybuilding drain everything from us. Everything. And I think, yes, that concludes this episode. It was a short episode. It was not too many to say. But I hope that you find so good to hear this from me. I embrace the body that we have when we are not compete, because you have to love your body. You have to understand that you are more than a body outside of bodybuilding, and you have to understand that you have to take care of that body. And when I say that, I mean you have to be in peace. And that's it for today. I hope that this episode bring you a lot of light. And I hope that this month is full of blessings for you. I'm probably gonna try my best to keep it up, these episodes weekly, because I say in the beginning, I know in the beginning I say that I'm going to do every week too, but it's been really, really hard for me to do it. But I'm gonna try my best this month to keep the promise and upload at least one episode. Remember, if you want something that you want to listen in here, you can follow me on Instagram, you can comment on here, you can say it. I would love to know the feedback from you guys. So have an amazing day or night, and thank you one more time to listen to Resilience. Bye-bye.